Here's another feature from NPR's Life in Berlin files. During a canoeing trip, two Germans came up with the idea for a website, while fruits were literally falling into their boat.
They found a lot of apples and pears that was unused and thought it would be a good idea to make a website where they could map and show where these trees were.
Daniel Nielsen from Denmark makes up the international part of the small Berlin-based team that created mundraub.org.
And it means mouth robbing.
The closest English translation is scrumping, a British term for stealing fruits from someone else's tree. The word mundraub refers to an old military law, explains programmer Daniel Nielsen.
That you could not take these fruits by the public roads because they were meant for the soldiers. This law was cancelled in 1975, and most municipals allow you to take these. It's a gray area. It's not a clear statement where you can say it's legal or illegal.
Free fruit for free citizens is the motto of mundraub.org, an interactive website that shows the location of unowned trees in abandoned places in Germany, where people can harvest wild garlic, pick apples and pears, or find nuts and berries. People can also add the location of free trees to the site.
The trees on our page, we try to restrict it to just publicly owned trees, but we have had a lot of positive response from people who gave access to their private gardens because they have too much fruit, where they ask people to just give them a call before they come.
What started as a spontaneous idea a couple of years ago took off in 2010.
Then last year, in apple season started, then the media picked up on it, and there was this big controversial thing with Google Street View, which gave us a lot of attention because we were using Google's mapping tools in a positive way. So we were pulled out as the positive story in many of these campaigns on TV.
Mundraub.org is adding new locations every day and has expanded to include Austria, Switzerland, the Czech Republic and Denmark. The overall feedback is positive, but still some Germans have a problem with the free fruit concept.
We had a lot of response from people last year that what we were doing was trying to get people to do crime, which we had to prove that we were not. And we even got some very nice feedback from the various municipals in Berlin, in Friedrichshain, in Prenzlauer Berg. The local authorities have been out and said, it's okay, you can go and eat these fruits. We'd rather have you eat them than we have to pick it up from the ground.
Mundraub users, says Daniel Nielsen, come from all walks of life and span every age group, from retirees to urban families. Currently, the programmer is building a new version of the site in order to meet rising demand and to make it faster and more mobile. Coming in July, he says,
you will be able to load it up on your iPhone or iPad or Android, so you can take Mundraub with you out in the nature where you actually need it.
So far, the makers of mundraub.org have financed the website themselves. They decided against advertisement, but want to keep the service free. In the future, they will set up a non-profit organization to raise money for their cause. For NPR Berlin and nprberlin.de, I'm Monika Müller-Kroll.